You may turn to Psalm 124. This week and next week, we'll just do individual sermons. I'll probably pick back up on a series the week after that. But today, we're going to look in particular at one verse, Psalm 124, verse 8. Psalm 124, verse 8 says this: "Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, as we meditate for a few moments, think on and seek to apply such a profound statement of confidence, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation in our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. When I was in seminary at RTS Jackson, Derek Thomas, who turned out to be one of my friends and mentors, whenever he stood up in chapel, the first thing he would say was, "Our help is in the name of the Lord, maker of heaven and earth." And I see now why. This verse he was studying, he studied for his dissertation, John Calvin's sermons on Job. And the French Protestants, of which John Calvin would be the most well known, there in the time of the Reformation, started every worship service with this verse. No, they were worshiping as they did and with their own lives at stake. And so they knew moment by moment as they started their services with this. This is a very well-known, well-used verse. "Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." Well, as we think about it, we're just going to divide it into its sections and see what it says to us and how it can help each of us, whatever your needs are this morning, whatever your concerns, whatever your cares, this reminds us where to go. So first, let's think about that our help is in the name of the Lord. The Lord, that is Yahweh, or the covenant Lord, the one who sticks to his people closer than glue with a love that cannot be changed. You know, we try to help each other, and we should. But when you get down to it, whatever the means God may use, it is Him. It is in God, in this life, that we have our help. You know, we live in a day filled with self-help books, and now there's not just self-help books, but YouTube videos, which I go to regularly, and I know you do too, for help. But our true, our deep, lasting help, the only place to turn is to the Lord. Now, God, again, God may use other people. He may use various means, but He's the one in whom is our help. Only God Almighty is adequate to meet our needs and our weakness. In fact, this acknowledges our weakness. So I just ask you, do you agree with me? Have you experienced this to be true? That our help is in the name of the Lord, the one true God. You know, it says our help is in the name of the Lord. Now, God's name is a way of saying that He has many, many attributes. The proverb says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe." He's a safe place. A few things about the Lord. He's just a few of His attributes. He's omniscient. This means he always knows what we need. Every time. He knows exactly what we need. You know, we see each other in need and we want to help and we try to start and we, you know, give it our best shot. He always knows exactly what we need because He knows everything. He does. He's omniscient. I'm going to stick with these omni words. Good for us to remember. He's omnipresent. Now, what we usually say, and it's true, is that means God's everywhere. But what it means in the terms of this verse is that He's always with you. He is never absent.
Never.
He's never not here. Every single time, he's there when we need him. He's omnipotent. He can do what needs to be done. He has all power. But beyond all these, there's another aspect of God. Moses wrote it in Exodus 34, 6, and 7. Here's what Moses wrote. And this is it says, the Lord passed before him and proclaimed. So here's what the Lord proclaimed. The Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, but who will by no means clear the guilty. So not only is he all-powerful, all-knowing, everywhere, but he's merciful. He's gracious. Unlike us, he's slow to anger. Although he has every reason to be angry, he's slow to anger. He abounds in steadfast love. That's that love that holds close, that can never be separated from those whom he loves. And so he has our spiritual interest at heart. And so we ought not, as we've sung already, put those idols aside and trust in him, the Lord. But also our help is in the Lord. You know, Paul in the letter to the Ephesians, and he does this often in his letters, he spends the first part of his letter proclaiming the excellencies of Christ, proclaiming the good news. And then in Ephesians, after he's done that, before he gets into the application telling us what we ought to do, he just burst into these words. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than we all ask or think, according to the power at work in us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Now where does that fit in with this? Well, here's where it fits in. He is able to do far more abundantly than we ask or think, than we imagine. He can give us the help that we need. And beyond that, he gives us he always throws in extra gravy. He lets it roll down and have extra, kind of like the icing that goes off the cake that I love to eat, to grab with my finger and taste. He gives us extra, not just what we need, but even oftentimes what we want. We're helpless, but he's our helper. You know, let me illustrate. This takes us back to the realm of YouTube videos, actually. Because I do get onto YouTube trying to help me figure out how to fix something. My dad is a jack of all trades. And I tried to learn some things from him. My parents got divorced when I was 13. I didn't see him as much in those teen years to try to learn more from him. But I tried, as an adult, I've tried to continue to learn. But there's some things I just don't know much about. Engines are one of those things. I'm sure there's people here that know about engines. You can impress me real quick by showing me you know something about an engine. I don't. When I find an auto mechanic who I can trust, who I know that he knows what he's doing, I know that he's going to give me a, you know, fair, you know, be fair. Let me tell you, I will be a loyal customer because I cannot help myself very much with engines. The same thing, for example, and I'm sure many of you can relate to this also, unless maybe you're a nurse or a physician, that the human body, I do not know all the complexities of the human body. My mother, just before Christmas, Betsy, what did she break? Her femur. She had knee replacement surgery. Then she broke her femur. And it had to be reconnected to this new knee. And her doctor, Dr. Brooks, he tells you the risk. He tells you that, you know, but let me tell you, he knows what he's doing. And with prayer and with his skill, my mother has, she doesn't even have to use a walker. She can use a cane, but she's up with a walker. She's walking. Let me tell you, Dr. Brooks has my family's loyalty. And he has that for previous things he's done. You understand that? You understand what I'm saying? You see the point of my illustration? David knew. David, we're told this psalm was of David. He knew our help was in the Lord. The sons of Korah knew it also. And y'all know these words. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear. When you need help and someone else has the capacity to help you, you rejoice. You proclaim it. You even tell others about it. Where can we go to help to God? Now, I will remind you of the context. And I have a whole sermon on this psalm, which I'll preach in another time. But just to tell you where this verse comes from, verses 1 through 7 tell us of a situation that only the Lord. It says, if the Lord. If it hadn't been for the Lord, we wouldn't have made it. We had enemies against us, verse 3. They would have swallowed us, David said. He said, the things I was facing was like a raging water. Verse 5, raging waters. And so he says, you know what? What else can I say? I escaped like a bird from a fowler, from the snare of the fowler. Our help is in the name of the Lord. He gives us help. He gives us physical help, material help. The best help of all is spiritual help. For sinners who have no way of saving ourselves. That's the biggest help. Saving us from our sin. Calling on Him. I want to read a quote here. This is Jim Boyce quoting Charles Spurgeon. So it's both of them together. But it's just, listen how he kind of expands and applies this. In God we have help as troubled sinners, being delivered from the punishment and guilt of our sin. We have help as dull scholars, being taught to know and understand God's word. We have help as trembling professors, being witnesses to His gospel. God giving us words to speak and blessing our testimony in the lives of others. We have help as inexperienced travelers on life's journey, being guided on the right paths and kept from perilous pitfalls and wasteful detours. We have help as feeble workers, being unprofitable servants at best, but God is blessing the work of our hands and making it of lasting value. You see all the ways God helps us as troubled sinners. That's why He starts with that. That's what we need the most, to be saved from our sins. And in Christ there is salvation because He accomplished it. Dull scholars, God helps us to know what we need to know. We don't all know at the same, you know, He just gives us knowledge as He's willing, and we grow as Christians. Trembling professors, that is, He gives us words to speak, to tell others about Him. Inexperienced travelers, giving us the grace sufficient for each day as we walk. Feeble workers, you know, whatever you do, your daily task, your vocation, if you're doing it for the Lord, if you're doing your best, being honest, He's with you. He's your help in all the things that you do. I think we forget that sometimes. Finally, our help. Possessive plural pronoun. Us, we His people. He is with us. He is for us. You know what? As I stood here last week, I had before me, I was going down to Enterprise to assist in my uncle's funeral. I was looking forward to Mrs. Taylor, a 96-year-old lady that went to be with the Lord from Selma, her funeral yesterday, the children's last week of school, a number of different things, just so many different things Betsy and I are thinking about. Do you ever feel overwhelmed? God is with you. God is with us. We're in this together. Do you ever feel trapped by overwhelming odds? You're not alone. He's our God. Now, some folks will say to us, okay, He's your God, but He's not mine. Well, you know what? You don't have to try to defend God. What you do is you tell Him, you know what? Jesus has been good to me. And here's what he says to you. Come to me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you. You're out there working, just trying to make it. He says, take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. I'm gentle and lowly of heart. You'll find rest. You just tell him. He gives me rest, and he'll give you rest too if you trust him. But you got to admit it. You got to admit that you're helpless, but that he's the helper. He's the maker of heaven and earth. This is a verse of confidence, a triumphant faith that against all dangers and odds and difficulties, even our sins, we have help. I hope that some of you have tested this verse and that you can proclaim that it's true. I hope that you and that I can sing this verse in all kinds of weather, that we can live the reality of it and we can proclaim it. Our help is in the Lord. I know that we can look back. I can look back at my life and say, the Lord has helped me. We can look at what this day brings today and say, God is my help today. And because of those two things, we can look to the future and say, Lord, you will be my help forever. We've been tempted, but not taken. We've been cast down, but not destroyed. We've been perplexed, but we're not in despair. We've been in deaths oft, but alive, blessed by Jehovah. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Let's pray. Our Father, I do pray that you would apply this message to each of us. For those who need to remember your deliverances of the past, remind us. For those who need to experience, and we need you to experience your deliverances now, I pray your grace would be sufficient and that for your glory, for the sake of your name, you would bring deliverance that we might lift up your name and give all glory to you and help each of us to live by faith in the one who loved us and gave himself for us. We pray in his name. The name of Jesus. Amen. But now a closing word. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, may he encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. Amen.